Why we have stopped giving guided meditations. One of the reasons, which is the most basic and superficial, is that when you do too much, try too much, unfortunately, most of the time, you make it even worse. That me, which is supposed to follow the instructions of the guided meditation, is simply too unskillful. After all, it belongs to the past, and it still has a long way to go to catch up with your the now of your evolution. The need for practice, focus, cooperation cannot be denied. Is essential. But in the next phase of the teaching, which is already happening, we are emphasizing more the element of allowing the unfoldment of your internal reality to take place in a natural way. Based on the energy that we embrace this whole group. And based on the fact that most of you are already connected to the light of I Am. Meaning it is your soul that is already working through you. When the soul is present, when she comes into existence, even if she is still in an early, fragile stage of development, she is already helping. Because she is desperate for the change. That quantum leap. To live in the human self. In this connection from the soul, in this connection from reality, in that virtual plane of mind and sense of me, and unconscious emotions, and not to feel desperate is a true reason to be desperate. If you are helping your soul is helping you. That is a mutual relationship, not one-sided. when me awakens love to the soul. The soul returns love towards me. Not just sense of me, but your whole human complex existence. And what it means is that for the first time, it's actually wisdom entering your life. For the first time, life has a meaning. You wake up in the morning and there's a reason to wake up. For the first time, you have a true reason to wake up. Life is full of meaning. It's divine, it's precious, it's profound. But when we live in unconsciousness, how can we even connect to it? We are not living. To experience the meaning of life, one has to live. And living is very different than dying, which is what life of all those who are disconnected from light is about, dying. And that which they call the death of the physical body is like the culmination of the process of dying, the final step. Living is different. Living has meaning. A true meaning, which is not fabricated by the mind. All humans are struggling for meaning, for an excuse to continue their existence. From very basic meanings to even megalomaniac meanings. One of the expressions of that distortion of seeking for meaning are those who claim that they have a higher purpose in life, saving humanity, making great things happen. They are messiahs, prophets. But look inside, behind that ego claiming these things, there's nothing. You do not have any special role on this planet. That planet is just a transitory, passing place. It does not even exist. It is a state of mind which we all share. That's where we can connect, meet, communicate. It does not mean that this planet does not exist. It exists for us. It has a purpose. It is an environment in which we grow. the higher purpose that you have, the true profound purpose. Is in fact much more meaningful than saving the whole universe. You are saving your own soul. That purpose is profoundly intimate. To really come to a place in life where you know why you exist. Not because someone told you or conditioned you or gave you some ideas, some philosophical construct. In a much deeper way, you know. It is your knowledge. It is not borrowed, taken from outside. You are that knowledge, and you are that meaning, and you are that purpose. Why all the people that have past life regression? They are never ordinary there. They're always Cleopatra. Jesus. Nobody's a farmer or housewife. Ego suffers permanent inferiority complex. It is so sick of being nothing, being meaningless. So based on its insincerity, is seeking the grandeur, trying to be someone, something. There's no humility in ego. Because humility comes when we recognize our true value. We don't need to prove anything. We don't need to promote our self-image because we don't feel inferiority. Neither do we feel superiority. We feel meaning. Meaningfulness, fullness. True humility is not there. Opposite of arrogance. Humility is another trick of ego. It's trying to be something through humility, trying to find meaning in humility, trying to feel good about itself through humility, abiding upon self-image of being humble. Ego has many tricks, ways to survive and to live in denial of its own emptiness. True humility is when there's love and surrender. There's no self-image. Even humility as a concept is forgotten.